This is the Dinner Party Download from APM. Subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. And now the main course, the part of the show where we talk about food.
So, Brendan, you know I spent a few days in the Portuguese city of Lisbon this summer, or as they call it, Lisboa. And to make sure everybody on our staff didn't totally resent my good fortune, I decided to do a little work while I was there.
It was very wise of you.
Yeah, I met up outside a Portuguese lunch spot with a guy named Martim Vaz da Silva. He is a guide with the food tour company Culinary Backstreets, and he taught me about Portuguese drinking culture.
Mm-hmm. So you drank and ate bar snacks and recorded it.
That's exactly right.
Rigorous. Excellent.
We started off with the quintessential Portuguese drink right after Martim taught me how to pronounce it.
This drink is called ginginha.
Ginginha?
The drink ginginha, exactly like you pronounced it. Yeah,
it's really fun to say.
Yes, it is.
I feel like it's also easy to say if you've had a whole bunch of them, so that helps.
Yeah, it helps a lot. It's a friendly name.
And what is it exactly?
Well, ginginha, it's a typical drink that originated in Lisboa, and it's a sour cherry liqueur.
And when do you drink this stuff? It's not like wine or something. You don't necessarily have it with a meal.
No, normally it's more a drink that you drink in the middle of the day, for example, after lunch, or mainly after getting out of work, so relaxing with a friend.
And it looks like it's just a straight shot. Do you ever have this on ice or anything?
No, on ice, no, but it should be served chilled. That's very important. And you shouldn't shoot it. You should enjoy it. Little sips. And it's not too strong, but it's not weak as well. It has 23% alcohol and lots of sugar, so it's a pleasant drink.
Just the right thing when you've just come out of work. You want something to announce to your body that it's time to relax, but you don't want to fall down drunk.
Exactly.
All right, let's try a little bit of this. And what's a typical Portuguese toast?
Well, you can say it both ways. A nossa, which means to us, or saúde.
I'll do both.
A nossa saúde.
Okay, here we go. Ah, it's good. Sweeter than I thought. I don't know why I didn't think it was going to be as sweet, because it's a super dark red liqueur. It's something like, almost like a port.
It is, very, very sweet. So this is basically just lots of sour cherries, and the sour cherries are very sour, as the name indicates. And so they put lots of sugar and fire water. And what? This is why fire water, it's the Portuguese grappa. So we call it bagaço.
And grappa, as I recall, this is the, like, after you press grapes to make wine, then you press them some more, and then you're kind of down to the twigs. You distill those out, and it's like the strongest liquor that you get out of the grape.
Yeah, it is. Grappa is quite strong. It's normally between 40 and 50% alcohol, so that's a lot.
So you water it down a little bit for this drink.
Yeah. And we are drinking the first ginginha ever that was found in the early 1800s. The brand is called Espinheira.
All right. And then also, we've got a plate here of what I'm told is the kind of typical Portuguese bar food. What is this?
This is called termoços. Basically, this is a bean, looping bean.
Kind of looks like a lima bean.
Yeah, a lima bean or a fava bean, more or less. It's a cousin of those. And here, normally, we boil them, and then we put it in a brine with lots of salt.
So these are salty that I'm looking at. They look raw from the outside, but they've been boiled and salted.
Yeah, they've been boiled and salted, exactly.
They have like a skin on them. Can I eat them, skin and all?
No, you have to peel it. So first you bite to break the peeling, and then you squeeze it out.
Okay.
But so watch out not to hit your face.
I just saw. So basically, you bite the tip of the bean, and then I just saw it. So you then squeeze it, because you're trying to squeeze the meat out of the skin, but you squeezed it so hard that the bean shot out.
Sometimes it shot and hits your friends in the table.
I can imagine that school children have a great time with these things, firing at them.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I don't know if I eat them most or if I was having fun throwing them at my friends.
You'd probably use it as a weapon more than a food.
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to try to squeeze this out without it hitting me in the face.
Don't hit me.
Ah, I got it in my mouth, kind of in the corner. Oh, it's really good. It's very nice, actually, the salt after the sweet drink.
Yeah.
Do you normally drink this with the ginginha or beer, I can imagine it being good with?
Yeah, most with beer. This is very common in if you go to a bar or an esplanade here in Portugal, in the summertime, they always bring this with the beer. It's good for the bars and the restaurants because you keep continuing to drink more beers.
One more thing. You told me about this before. I just found it fascinating. Portuguese cuisine influenced Japanese cuisine. Explain this to me.
That's right. In the 16th century, the Portuguese were the first Western civilization to get to Japan. And the Jesuit priests that were there, one of the things they introduced there was the light batter that nowadays the Japanese use to cook the tempura. And tempura, our word in Portuguese for seasoning, is tempero.
It's practically the same.
Yeah, practically the same. Very, very close. We also introduced, it's amazing, but arigato, it's a word that the Japanese derived from the Portuguese obrigado.
Which means thank you.
Exactly.
Are you just making these things up now, though? I mean, how do I know that it didn't go the other way?
No, man, no. As far as I'm told, and I have investigated my facts.
But where did you investigate your facts? At probably a Portuguese library.
Well, yeah.
Martin Vaz da Silva, he is a guide in Lisbon for the excellent food tour company Culinary Backstreets. And Brendan, I checked it out, and it is true, the Japanese did adapt tempura from a Portuguese style of frying.
That's amazing.
But arigato did not come from the Portuguese obrigado. That seems to be a myth.
I had a feeling about that one.
Yes.
Also, the Portuguese did not invent oxygen.
Yes. So far as we know.